everybody.
Hello. Well, we've got to introduce our names, yeah. Actually.
That's a good start.
I'm Jessica from Nourish Nurse.
I'm Zana from Nourish Nurse. And together we are the Nourish Nurses.
Yes. FYI, it looks like we're drinking wine, but we're not. It's actually soda water and aloe vera because she got shift in an hour and I've got night shift tonight.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. And I mean, you can drink at 11 a.m, but not when you got work.
Not when you got work. You gotta be good nurses.
But also, we have a drink with us because you are now witnessing the first podcast that we're making. Mm-hmm. And our podcast is going to be called Keep Your Gin Up. So we're going to have a drink every damn time we have a podcast. Yeah. And we want you to have a drink too.
Yeah.
We want you to have a drink with us.
But if you're on shift, yeah. You can not you can drink alcoholic. So we're all about balance and stuff. We normally have something called a dirty butch, which is just kombucha, which I just call a dirty butch. Mm. And we normally drink kombuchas on shifts, like on days we have shift or like when we can't drink. So, yeah.
Yeah, kombuchas are great. I've only recently discovered them and damn, they're good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Addicted. But we just thought that we would give you some fun facts about us and like why we have actually created Nourish Nurse, because like it's, when you go onto the website, you'll see that it's not just about tribal nursing. Like there's like health and fitness side to it. There's like counseling stuff. There's like sex topics. And some people are like, why is there so much stuff combined into this? But because it's like all of our hobbies and loves together on Nourish Nurse. So Zana, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
The reason I kind of got into tribal nursing in the first place was because I guess a lot of people were in the same boat, is that I got my heart broken and I was married for 1 month, bow bow, to the day. So, I mean, a big Kim Kardashian in that respect because she had the shortest marriage of all time. But now, if you actually Google it, it says Zana Man. It doesn't. Don't Google it. So that's kind of why I got into it. I just wanted to kind of run away from my problems, do something different, move out of the city that I'd always lived in. And I think a lot of people get in the same kind of way when they get into tribal nursing. It starts a lot with heartbreak and just trying to find yourself and do something different. And yeah, you meet some crazy people along the way and you get some great experiences, and it definitely helps heal the heart.
Definitely. And it's exactly why I started tribal nursing as well. I was back in Perth, WA, and I had quite a horrible end to my relationship, and I just wanted to escape. But you know, sometimes you've got financial issues and things like that. You can't just always go have a big holiday. So, I did a 3 month tribal nursing contract. And then when I went back to Perth, my mind had expanded so much. And I was like, oh my God, like, why am I going back to Perth? What's the reason? So 3.5 years, I have been doing this full time nomad lifestyle. I never have a home base. And I love it.
And what else are you doing on those 3 years that you've been here? What else have you been doing?
My little side hustle. I really enjoy health and wellness. And about 6 years ago, I started with Herbalife Nutrition as a health coach. I got some sweet results. Like, you'll see the photos on the website. They're like, I look at them and I laugh every time. But it really did change my life. So on the side, I run online challenges. And because I'm traveling all the time, I can't attend live events. And with COVID, you can't attend live events. So I've been doing heaps of online challenges and running that while I've been travel nursing. And it's been awesome. Like, I get side income. I meet some amazing people. And even one of our girls in our contract, like, we've become such close friends. Within a week of knowing her, she became one of my clients. And I've helped her lose over 20 kilos now. And we're going to her wedding.
It's super so exciting. Amazing.
So yeah, you'll notice on the website, there's a section on health and wellness, and I put lots of recipes and smoothie ideas and smoothie bowls, and that's where that part of the website comes from, because that's a huge, huge passion of mine. Yes. And then what's your little side thing that you do?
Well, anyone that knows me knows I love to study, and I study everything and anything, and I've been studying since I left school, so racking up a good bill there. But I am currently studying a counselling degree because I wanted to get into sexology. So it's going to be a long-winded process for me to finally get there, but it's going to be worth it. I love everything to do with sex, everything to do with anything really in people's sex lives, and also just the ins and outs of kind of everything else, fertility, all that stuff as well. So I love kind of just talking about that and being open about it. I think it's super important to be open about everything to do with that. It's super taboo, or used to be anyway. It's becoming less taboo. So we're kind of just, giving some more information about that on my website, and I kind of focusing on that and focusing on counselling side of it, mental health, physical health, personal health, self-love, things like that. And then Jess is kind of more focuses on health, nutrition, things like that. So it's just super good combo that we have, because it kind of is fully holistic in everything that we are as people and nurses and everything. So we just kind of want to give our information, our knowledge, and help anyone else that wants to hear it, wants to listen, you know?
You have to go into the member section because those types of articles we don't want just like anyone reading, so our member section is free. It's just purely to make it a little bit more private, because obviously we do articles about sex and about loneliness,
like personal
and stuff like
things
that.
Too
it
yeah.
is personal, and we're going to dive deeper into really personal stuff too. So if you go into the member section, you can read those types of articles. But there's one called Sex in the City versus Sex on the Road, and it was our first one that we had created together. Zana is really good at writing, like I'm really crap at writing.
But just, lying.
Like, just the way you, it's just so entertaining. So like, read the articles, they're so good. And if you've got any ideas, just let us know as well. What else we got? Oh, another fun fact.
Yes, your fun fact.
I've just qualified, I just did my 200-hour yoga certificate, because obviously I'm very into like health, wellness and all that, and I love yoga so much. Being a tribal nurse, I find it very difficult with yoga studios, because like small towns don't have that, and they're usually like a big city thing, and I was really struggling. So I decided, I was like, why don't I just become a teacher and train myself? So that's what I did. And then as I was going through the studies, I was kind of like, I don't really like this style of yoga that I'm studying. And I was studying modern yoga, which I didn't realize I don't super like have that passion for. But I still completed the certificate. And then I'm going to specialize in yin yoga. And I really want to specialize on like nurses' bodies and like doing sequences for like shift workers, you know, before doing night shift and after night shift, and you know, and short, like no one has time to do a 90-minute class. Like,
yeah,
who the
it's
hell
ridiculous.
Has time to do that? I mean,
I
don't
have any time.
We didn't even do the whole one.
We couldn't even finish it because, like, it was one, A, really hard, and two, it was way too long, and then you just got bored and it's like, I can't do this anymore.
And it was just like, no one can move like that besides the ballerina in the video. Like, she was a ballerina. And I was like, no one can do this.
No one's a ballerina.
I'm really realistic. And so I'm bringing it back to basics. And I'm going to specialize in yin. And so on the website, you'll probably see a little bit more yoga stuff coming out. And that's because I actually am a qualified yoga teacher. So I can legally do it.
Legally give you information.
Yes. So that's another little fun fact.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What else? Well, I am classically an ICU trained nurse, but we're both in Clarence Correctional at the moment. So we're doing a correctional contract, which is super different to anything we've done before for both of us. I mean, Jess had been there before, but this is definitely something I've never done before. We'll have some more information about that and some fun stories about things that we see and things that we hear around the place and whatnot. So strictly ICU basically until now. And then we actually both just got a contract in Alice Springs ED. So that's going to be awesome. Like, we're going to see some crazy stuff. Even like having a chat with the nun over the phone, like the stories that she was telling me in the 20-minute conversation we had is like lifelong, I don't know, stories that you can tell people. It's crazy the things that have happened. So we're going to be dealing with kids, adults, everything coming into ED. And actually Alice Springs has 25,000 population, and apparently they have over $50,000. No, that's not what they have. 50,000 people present to ED each year, so that's double their population.
Heaps of tourists too.
Imagine if that happened in a city. Like, you'd have like 7 billion people coming into your ED.
Jesus, it's gonna be busy. But
it's gonna be busy, and it's gonna be sick.
Another really cool thing is like Zana and I are actually gonna be traveling for 6 weeks on the road from Sydney to Darwin, and then spend some time in Darwin. Then we're gonna go down to Alice Springs. So if you're along the coastline of Australia going up, so from where we're going to Cairns,
Sydney to Cairns, Cooktown,
and then across, hit us up because we would love to meet you guys and just give us top tips and stuff as well. So we're going to be doing heaps more podcasts because we're going to be on the road, like living our best lives. So
So give us some ideas of what you guys.
what's that doing? Oh, there we go.
Sorry, my phone just said it had 10%.
You gotta charge your battery.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, we're talking too much. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of this first podcast.
I
want to
take a photo off. Actually, it doesn't work. Let's try.
Sorry, it is some
looks
video.
Terrible.
Bad. We will post that one later.
Yeah.
And be like, that's what the result was. Anyway, we talk a lot, and it's not going to stop. So we're excited to share with you all of our fun life stories, one of our life hacks, and drink along the way.
So keep your gin up.
Keep your gin up.
Oh. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.